Who is this?
It's Jeff. Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Good. There's an accident between exit 3 and 4 on 85 southbound. Looks like a SUV rear-ended a tractor-trailer in the center lane.
Ooh, right in the middle lane. Huh?
Yeah. State Patrol's on the scene.
I think I will take a step out the back door to see how fast that is backing up as people go in from downtown. Appreciate the heads up.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And give Jeff a bonus entry in our grand prize drawing. By the way, did you hear about the story about the asteroid?
Yeah, the NASA project, right?
There's one about the size of a football field.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have several of these encounters in the weeks ahead. I'm just giving you a heads up.
And when they come within a few million miles, that's called a close encounter.
An asteroid slightly bigger than a football field expected to fly past Earth this coming Monday night.
Uh-huh.
And some people may be lucky enough to witness it. It's 390 feet long. Just keeping in mind at the speed at which those travel, something that size could do a lot of damage.
Does it say how close it's going to get? Usually it's 3.8 million miles. So that one is a very, very close encounter.
Yeah. It would be kind of cool to, you know, see. I saw a shooting star the other day when I was leaving Baumhauer's.
Never. It ceases to thrill you, right?
I mean, right. Cool. And it was a very, very bright white ball. It's funny. They travel at a different speed as they're descending. It was just the coolest thing to see. But you almost have to be lucky. That's not like an eclipse or something where they know what time it's going to happen.
Right.
And you can run outside of this. When's the next space station flyover?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. It's either the night of the 7th or the 8th next week. That's the good news. The bad news is if it's the 8th, there's a storm system. So I'll keep you up to date on that. It's a really good one. In fact, I think there's two nights in a row, but I'll double check and get back to you. That'd be next week around Tuesday, Wednesday.
All right. If you have concerns about what to do in the event we have a close call with one of these things, we have some advice coming up. 8 o'clock.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We got very slow traffic on I-65 southbound today. Just high volume of traffic, and it starts right around Cobbs Ford Road all the way in past the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. In Montgomery, a little bit of congestion on the Alabama River Bridge. I-85 looking good inbound and outbound from downtown. And around the boulevard, we're very busy at all the major intersections. Keep it here. Everybody's getting where they're going. We'll keep you updated. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or automobile. Call MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center, top of the mountain in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 232876 for Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
You've just discovered a huge asteroid heading for Earth.
Whoa! That's one hairy-looking asteroid!
But you don't have to suffer the pain and death of inflamed asteroidal tissue, thanks to Preparation A. Apply Preparation A directly to your planet. Then, when asteroids strike, Preparation A goes into action, making them bounce off and shrink away to practically nothing.
Wow! Right back into the black hole it came out of!
Best of all, Preparation A works on all planets, from Mars to Jupiter, all the way to Uranus. Next time you're threatened by painful asteroids, reach for Preparation A. Rub some on your southern hemisphere today.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8, stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
Mississippi's abortion law goes before the nation's highest court today. The Supreme Court will hear arguments on the law that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Those on both sides of the abortion issue have gathered outside the Supreme Court building to make their voices heard. Japan's transportation ministry asking international airlines to stop taking new reservations for all flights arriving in Japan till the end of the month. The ministry says it made the request as an emergency precaution amid growing concern over the spread of the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Police say it was a teen who opened fire yesterday at his high school in Oxford Township, Michigan, killing three fellow students, wounding eight others. On Wall Street, Dow futures 298 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 216. More details at srnnews.com.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
LeBron James, who has been ragging on anybody that's not vaccinated because he is,
right,
tested positive for COVID yesterday.
I didn't hear that story.
Two out of three tests turned up positive, so shut up. Dr. Oz is running for the Senate in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so did.
Interesting. And of all the big news stories that are out there, from asteroids to the tragedy in Michigan and everything else,
mm-hmm.
The number four story on FoxNews.com is about Sandra Bullock. And here's, what did she say? What wisdom does she impart that it deserves that rank on their website? She says, "I learned how to say I'm sorry to my kids."
Oh.
Yeah. She claimed that her parents never said, I'm sorry. It was kind of a generational thing. You know, we can't go to Chuck E. Cheese today.
Right.
Once in a while, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you are wrong. There are some, but I don't know that.
I'm trying to remember if.
I think most parents already know that. There are times when it's right to let your kids know, I'm sorry, it just didn't work out the way we planned, but that's life. It's actually a teachable moment.
I'm sure I've heard that I'm sorry from them before.
We are going to check the weather, and then I'm going to get busy. I've got a couple of possibilities for a conundrum, so you can win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And in a moment, Jay will tell you why you want to win a $10 Seafood Bistro card. Put the gift card. Zeppelins in the sky. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy white dog, etc. The time on my Irish wishwash is 8:11.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Just a remarkable first day of December with a high temperature. Can you believe it's December already? With a high temperature up to about 72 today as the warming trend continues. Clear skies, not as chilly tonight. Overnight low 45. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, wow, what a pattern. High in the middle 70s, more warm days. The normal high this time of the year is 66, by the way. A good bit of sunshine, so that's through Saturday. I was mentioning that, you know, like Greg, you and I are doing the parade in Millbrook.
Saturday.
Did you say it's a 2 o'clock start?
I think.
Yeah.
You might want to double check.
Yeah. But I think people at the parade are going to be in shorts, T-shirts, and flip-flops at the Christmas parade.
The parade in Millbrook starts at 2, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And the game starts at 3.
Oh, the football game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, we did this a few years ago in the SEC championship game. Parade started at 2, and people were literally peeling off the road as we were going down Main Street because they wanted to get home and watch
the game. Even low to mid-70s on Sunday. I think we're still dry Sunday, but maybe a few spotty showers perhaps by Sunday night into early Monday as a cold front slips through the area. Right now this morning, it's partly cloudy, looking nice. East winds at 4 miles per hour. It's 48 at 8:13.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
It's National Pie Day.
Easy as pie.
Well, that's pie.
Blueberry blackberry. Blackberry boysenberry.
Boysenberry huckleberry.
Huckleberry raspberry.
Raspberry strawberry.
Strawberry cranberry.
American pie. Cherry pie.
Honey pie.
Pie.
I want a piece of that pie.
Easy as pie.
Warm apple pie.
By the way, we all know somebody who is very difficult to shop for. And so they did a little study on what do you get for the person that's got everything?
Right.
Chocolate.
What?
In whatever form. Obviously, you know, you don't want to toss a bunch of Snickers bars at somebody. But there's all kinds of ways to get chocolate in special holiday presentations, including pie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you can't go wrong. That's the answer to the question we've all asked at one point or another during Christmas shopping. What do I get for that person that's got everything?
On National Pie Day, did your mama make chocolate pie? My mom made some great chocolate pie.
I actually, you know who makes a really great French silk chocolate pie?
Who?
Me.
Is that right?
Yes, from scratch.
I did not know that.
With, you know, unsweetened chocolate. It takes a little time.
I still want the Ed Asner, but I know it's...
Oh, the deep pot. I got to do that, too.
It's involved.
Maybe I'll make a bunch and give them Christmas gifts. Right now, though, since we're big on food, let's talk to Jay about the Seafood Bistro.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Yes, the Seafood Bistro.
You can't get any apple pie there, but...
Well, you know, we could go over the desserts that they do have there because they do have cheesecake of both the original and strawberry varieties. Mm-hmm. Beignets, of course.
Yeah.
The bourbon pecan praline ice cream is there as well. And it won't be long before they start stocking the king cakes again.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's coming up.
Right.
But yeah, those are your dessert offerings there. But then you've got so many other things. And in fact, this gift certificate that you win, you could go and you could get a couple of, if you just want to buy desserts, go right ahead. You'd be able to do that. Also, don't forget the bacon stuffed jalapeno poppers, the butterfly shrimp, the calamari, the crab claws, the gator that they've got there as well, the shrimp and grits. It's all delicious. See it online at theseafoodbistro.com or just go in and order it at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can put in an order pickup later if you'd like to. 279-7500 is their number. Use the delivery apps on your phone to get it delivered. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
I have a $10 gift certificate to the Incredible Seafood Bistro. If you can give me the answer to this one. 6% of us plan to do this for the holidays. What is it that 6% of us plan to do for the holidays?
Just 6%. Okay, that's a small percentage.
Now, by comparison, so you can eliminate these answers, over half will decorate to one extent or another. Half will do some baking. One in four will go to a religious service. 3 out of 4 will enjoy at least one big meal with family or friends. But 6% of us are going to do this. What is this? 272-9228. 272-9228. You had a good chance to win this if you don't overthink it. We're waiting for your calls now. And Donna Fargo is waiting to play until you do.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. The city of Montgomery has 1 week to decide whether to pay a fine for breaking state law when the city changed the name of Jeff Davis Avenue to Fred Gray Avenue. Attorney General Steve Marshall gave the city a December 8th deadline. Mayor Reed says he will decide on whether to pay the fine or challenge the law in court. A Confederate heritage group will fight an Alabama County's lawsuit that could lead to the removal of a rebel monument and nearly all black Tuskegee. Macon County has asked a court to give it the deed to a downtown square where the memorial has stood for 115 years. And happening today, the city of Montgomery will celebrate Rosa Parks Day, remembering the life of the civil rights pioneer. At 11:30, a new memorial will be unveiled and dedicated outside the Rosa Parks Museum. Parks was a seamstress who refused to give up her seat to a white man on a Montgomery City bus on December 1st, 1955. For these stories,
weird but true
news. Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
It's my highly wound mouse, again, sabotaging the show. We have a conundrum going. 6% of people plan to do this during the holiday season. So what is this?
Apparently it's not calling a radio show.
Eric the dog.
Hola.
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 How is Juno?
How would you know?
It's cold, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Alaska.
The Rich Thomas. Alaska. I got
really
you.
Did.
The Rich Thomas weather app works in Juneau, though. Perfect, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Great. Good deal.
I'm gonna tell you something. This is the craziest weather I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It'll be no joke. It'll be clear, sunny, foggy, snowing. No joke, within like an hour.
Well, let me tell everybody why it's really warm in Alabama right now. Because it is below normal in Alaska. That is exactly why we're warm right now, because it's really cold in Alaska. Anyway, what's the answer that we're looking for? 6%.
I was going to say mail gifts, Christmas cards.
Oh, mailing Christmas cards.
6% of us will mail a Christmas card. Is that the winning answer?
No.
Good guess, but not it. Thank you so much, Eric, and welcome
Less
home.
People are doing it all the time.
Yeah, no problem.
The card.
We got ours from you. It's already on the refrigerator.
Good deal. I appreciate it.
You're right,
the whole set. Collect the whole set. James.
Morning, guys.
How are you? All right, 6% of people are going to do this for Christmas. What is this they're going to do?
They're going to watch Christmas Twister.
No, but if you missed our preview,
it's a twister. It's a twister.
Y'all have a nice day, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right, it's coming right at us.
Come right for us.
I should get that on the same page. I can make the trailer a little bit longer. All right. So I've given you some examples that are not the winning answer. Mm-hmm. You know, 3 out of 4 will enjoy a big meal. 2 out of 3, roughly, will do a gift exchange. Over half will decorate, almost half will bake. almost 4 out of 10 have some kind of family tradition. Mm-hmm. 1 in 3 will go to a party. 17% will light candles, but 6% will do what?
Hmm.
You really got to... Don't overthink this one. Because this is one of those conundrums where you hear the winning answer, you're going to smack yourself in the forehead. How did I not think of that? So we got a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card and the grand prize drawing coming up on Friday. You'll want to be in that. And we will look for your calls right now at 272-9228. I don't want to have to whip out the Donna Fargo.
No, please not.
Quick traffic update.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-85 southbound just before Ann Street. We've got a major crash right in the middle of the roadway. It looks like a minivan slammed into the back of an 18-wheeler. Traffic is moving by the accident with two lanes open, your extreme right lane or left lane. Traffic's really backing up from the accident site all the way past Perry Hill at the moment. Real busy all the way around Montgomery on the boulevards, Taylor Road, and we've still got slow traffic on I-65 southbound at the 143 on-ramp and on the Alabama River Bridge as folks get into Montgomery this morning. If you want to sell your vehicle, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter will give you a price on the spot. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, East Boulevard, for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betteratbrubaker.com.
Hey, look at what the threat of Donna Fargo will produce.
I'm telling you, even the holiday Donna Fargo. Yeah.
I am proud of this. All right, so JB, what is it that 6% of people plan to do for the holidays?
I think they're going to vacation with the family.
Okay. A family vacation somewhere. Could that be the winning answer?
Jeremy?
No. However,
is it
the specific number of people who will vacation somewhere with the family is
12%.
12%? Okay.
Yeah, in this vacationer survey.
I know some folks that are going to Disney, which is a really colorful place to go at Christmas.
It really is. Yeah. Thank you for the call, JB. 272-9228. Ole Miss, you're next.
Well, as usual, that was my answer, but I'll try my second answer. Not participate. Bah humbug.
Oh, okay. Do nothing. All right, let's try that. Doing nothing.
You're a winner.
Yeah, 6% of people will do absolutely nothing.
Well, sometimes it's good, I guess, if that gets your answer.
Yeah.
Well, you not only won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, you're in the grand prize drawing, and hey,
the winner is nothing.
You put this contest out of its misery. So,
bah humbug.
Yeah, hang on. Good work. I'm impressed. Hey, Pat, we got a winner, but we wanted to thank you for trying.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing that he just said.
Absolutely.
But I also want to tell you about that Mercedes you were talking about yesterday.
Yes?
I told my wife about it. I said, you know, she's asked me for Christmas presents. I said, hey, Greg Goodell had this great idea for a Christmas present, this nice Mercedes there, Jack Ingram.
Uh-huh.
She said, can you put a trailer hitch on it so you can pull your trailer behind it?
we
live on a farm. We're not getting no Mercedes sports car.
Oh, man. Somebody's going to love that, man. That is a beautiful car, but I appreciate the story. It was excellent.
What is Lexus the one that does Lexus to Remember? No, December.
December to Remember,
yeah. And the Big Bow.
Yes.
Now, I wonder if any of the dealerships really
yes, they
have
do.
A Big Bow.
At JM Lexus, I was with them for almost 3 years at my... with my last great Miami radio gig. I did all their commercials, so I was out there a lot playing the new stuff for the salespeople, so you know what was going on there.
Uh-huh.
Came up with something that was a huge hit called the Witness Perfection Program.
Oh, that's really good.
And if Jack Ingram wants that, I will give that to them instantly. Yeah, that they do have, I think they, at the time, because in 2002, they were shooting to set an all-time record to sell 1,000 Lexuses in 1 month. Keep in mind, so that time the average price was, where's my calculator here? I know I should do this off the top of my head, right?
Well, you are Mr. Math.
Yeah, I want to get an exact answer on this. I may never find what I want. when I'm looking for an app.
On the calculator?
Jay, can you pull yours up?
Just
I need you to do a quick multiplication for me.
Okay.
All right, multiply 42,000 times 1,000. 42,000 times 1,000.
42 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's easy with the...
42 million?
Yeah. You, okay. Mr. Math asked that.
Well, I know 1,000 is a million, but, you know, 42 million, 1,000 times 42, okay. Thanks.
Yeah, was the bow, did they throw in the bow?
Yeah, the bow was, if you wanted the bow, you could have it for absolutely free, but they were $35 each. And they kept them. It was the weirdest thing. It was almost like a mason. He had all these dealer decorations. They used to do the place up. It was almost, even if you weren't into a car, worth walking through the showroom at that time to see all the stuff.
If you ever got a few extra minutes, go to YouTube and put in best Christmas commercials, you know, and then you'll see a whole bunch of great
classic Christmas
commercials.
It's the buttons. 8:26. All right, when we come back, we'll see how what kind of a day the market's starting off to. And do we live in one of the 10 worst cities for package theft? That was my alternate conundrum.
It depends on who you ask.
I saw a list in the middle of the night of states that decorate the most at Christmas. Who do you think is number one?
Wow, decorate the most?
Yeah. What state was on that list? Fox News had it in the middle of the night.
Utah?
No, actually, Georgia.
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 Well, you know, you have Callaway Gardens there.
Yeah, that's true. I'm
thinking about maybe taking a ride over to Warm Springs and checking that out. 827.
No, 827. I always try to force my voice lower when I'm in front of us. Commercial by Larry Stevens.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold the odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want, and the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up, you've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service, too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're here with David Little, and David, it's the holiday season, so what's happening over at Tucker Pecan?
Y'all need to come see us. The new crop of pecans is arriving fresh daily. We've got new crop halves, pieces, roasted and salted, chocolate-covered, cinnamon, honey, Cajun, praline. We've got them all. And you know what? It's just in time for your holiday baking. If you need some pecans, come see us at Tucker Pecan. And if you know what, if pecans aren't your thing and you're looking for a gift for your family or friends, we've got those too, whether it be jewelry, purses, necklaces. We've got it all. We've got tote bags, anything you can think of. Plus, we've got fresh local jellies, jams, barbecue sauces, seasonings. We've got them all at Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shopping for your Christmas needs. So come see us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
A couple of minutes back, we got a call about an accident on 85 southbound between exits 3 and 4 near Ann Street, and wanted to find out how long it would take that to back up behind our building, which is midway between the Boulevard and Perry Hill, and it has.
Yeah, it's eventually, actually you can get in the far left lane or the far right lane, but still it's backed up to near our radio station, past Perry Hill Road, all the way to into downtown.
So you might want to bail. That looks like one that may take a little time.
Yeah.
So unless you want to slowly wend your way around it, you might want to exit at the Boulevard or even Taylor Road and take Atlanta Highway or Vaughan Road.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
That's still one of my favorites.
Yeah, 8:33 yesterday, one of the big stories this week was Jack Dorsey, Rasputin, stepping down as the head of Twitter.
Yeah.
And yep. So the market actually, Twitter stock actually took a bump 10% up.
10% up immediately.
Then they named his replacement, and that sent it right back down again. This whole thing was censorship, man. They found somebody who's actually worse than he is, so I guess it's one of those be careful what you pray for, you may get it kind of situations. Today, though, the market is off to an optimistic start, and if you are interested in the dynamics, whether you have an account with Brandt and his amazing team at Invista Advisors, the money news ultimately impacts you. How long is this? They've been trying to, it's really a lie, because they know better, that inflation was going to be transitory, in other words, temporary.
Sure.
No, it's not. It's, my daughter told me yesterday that she got a 5% cost of living raise on her job, and I said,
well, what is the cost of living gone up now?
7.2.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's the average. Some things have gone up, 30-40%, and gas, of all things, 56% since.
Now, do Medicare checks go up? Do people on Medicare get not Medicare. Medicare. Not Medicare, Social Security.
Yeah, those go up 5.9%, I think, on the first of the year.
Oh.
And that's like the biggest increase. But again, especially if you're on a fixed income, that's not keeping up with inflation either.
Of course not.
So how it all impacts you is something we cover every weekday afternoon around 5, 12, give or take a minute or two, with Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. And if you would like to do something to grow and safeguard your money from bad government decision-making, call them at 387-0094. Well, we have time for some more Donna Fargo.
Wait, the Christmas version?
Or another preview of Christmas Twister. I actually thought that was brand new because I somehow had never heard of that one before. But we ain't expecting anything like that in our weather today.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
No, but we were talking about how the movie came out. What, did you say the movie came out in 2012?
Or yeah, that's what I thought he said.
Tornado Twister.
Yeah, I think so. It's old. It's an older film.
And on that day, on that Christmas day in 2012, we had dozens of tornadoes here in Alabama. I'll never forget that Christmas. 14 hours of wall-to-wall coverage at the TV station. Wow. On Christmas Day, tornado warnings. Well, things are quiet now. Sunshine, warming trend continues. Today's high 72. Clear skies, not as chilly tonight. Overnight low 45. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, what a great start to December. More warm days, highs in the middle 70s. Good bit of sunshine. I know a lot of folks are saying, yeah, we need rain. Yes, we do, but you know what? This doesn't suck. Even low 70s, low to mid 70s on Sunday, still dry. And then small rain chance comes in Sunday night into early Monday as the next cold front slips through the area. Right now this morning, the airport's already up to 48, partly cloudy skies here at 8:37.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, I-85 southbound just before Ann Street. Right in the center of a roadway, a minivan slammed into the back of a large transfer truck. And we have the right lane and left lane outside most lanes open, and that's it. Traffic's backed up all the way to East Boulevard and backing up. Going to be a few minutes here. They do have emergency vehicles on the scene. We are busy everywhere else. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Christmas shopping is great at Premier Place. Shop at Professionnel and Spa, America's best contacts and eyeglasses and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It is time.
Time for
stupid news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. I mentioned this a while back. I gave my buddies in the studio here and you listening a chance to think about the worst cities for package theft.
Oh my gosh.
This is porch pirating.
Yeah, I know. Every time we do stuff like this, I always want to go with, well, what is places that are most populated. You would think you're going to have more reports of it the more people you have.
Yeah, these are pretty large cities.
Okay. Well, then
I'm going to go with Los Angeles.
I'm going to throw out, for some reason, Orlando. I don't know.
Interesting. Well, the one thing, in fact, I watched a little bit of Tucker last night. He had the police chief of San Francisco on saying, what are you going to do about that? I mean, they have a serious, it's not a random thing anymore.
Going into stores and looting stores?
Large gangs going in and walking out with their arms full. They're killing business there. In fact, some big convention just decided to cancel their January event there because it's too dangerous.
They're doing that in Seattle, too. They're canceling stuff in Seattle.
Well, this has also come down to the level of porch piracy. San Francisco is number two.
Okay.
Denver is the worst for porch pirating.
Really?
Surprisingly, Mitt Romney's home state of Utah and Salt Lake City is number three.
You wouldn't think so.
No surprise Seattle's on this list. San Antonio and Austin, Texas's two most annoying cities. Portland, too, another one, you know, up there the West Coast. Yeah. But it's also bad in the Carolinas. Raleigh, North Carolina, and Greenville, South Carolina. But crime has gone up in North Carolina ever since Andy retired.
That's true. That's very true. You know, it's these Ring doorbells have caught a lot of porch pirates. You know,
you just wonder what can the police really do?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's the guy. Okay, great. That doesn't mean we can catch him. There's his picture right there.
If you find yourself in a fender bender, boy, twice I've seen Rosie as the happiest girl in the USA. Because she not only, she had, fortunately, she was okay, but she got rear-ended out there on Southern Boulevard.
I remember that. Yeah.
And it wasn't just the damage to the car's exterior, but she was taking food to a family that just lost a loan. This is what Rosie does, okay? That is what she does. And she got impacted so hard that all the food flew out. So when the car made it over to Montgomery Paint and Body, Donnie and Brandon Turner were confronted. Yes, you can replace and repaint parts and so forth, but the interior was also a challenge. And she took her car there, and when she got it back, she was not only blown away with how great it looked on the outside, but the fact that they were able to restore the interior with the mess that was in there, you know? Stuff like that. But here's the thing. When you turn your vehicle over to Donnie and Brandon Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body, they're going to do everything they can to give you that good as new, maybe better result. And they do it time after time. We happen to be among their best customers here at this particular company. But they do it for everybody. It's their ethic. It's the way they're wired. It's their business DNA to do the best job possible. And nothing short of that will do. So with all the crap you go through with a wreck, at the end, you get to choose who's going to fix your car. So choose a place that will do everything possible to make it look great again. And that's Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Wreck with a W. No, I can't believe it's 8:41 already. I can't believe it's December.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Can't Believe It's December.
Mr. Can't Believe It's December.
The time flew by. The year is almost over. We are aware, sir. But thanks for reminding us, because the more you talk, the more time seems to slow down.
You're a boring conversationalist.
We were all on board with you in 2020.
But you've also said this every year before that, yeah.
And the real reason you say this isn't because you have no concept of time. It's because you didn't hit any of your yearly goals. Oh, non-keeper of New Year's resolutions, you're Mr. Can't Believe It's December, a real American hero.
Mr. Can't Believe It's December.
You can repeat the cycle next year.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. A Confederate Heritage Group will fight an Alabama County's lawsuit that could lead to the removal of a rebel monument to nearly all black Tuskegee. Macon County has asked a court to give it the deed to a downtown square where the memorial has stood for 115 years. The city of Montgomery has 1 week to decide whether to pay a fine for breaking state law when they changed the name of Jeff Davis Avenue to Fred Gray Avenue. Attorney General Steve Marshall gave the city a December 8th deadline. Mayor Reed says he will decide on whether to pay the fine or challenge the law in court. And happening today, the city of Montgomery will celebrate Rosa Parks Day, remembering the life of the civil rights pioneer. At 11:30, a new memorial will be unveiled and dedicated outside the Rosa Parks Museum. Parks, who was a seamstress, refused to give up her seat to a white man on a Montgomery City bus on December 1st, 1955. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Alabama's next U.S. Senator is pro-Trump Republican Mike Durant, a businessman and veteran whose actions served as inspiration for the movie Black Hawk Down. Mike Durant is not a career politician. Far from it. When the Black Hawk Mike was flying during Operation Gothic Serpent in 1993 was shot down, Mike was critically injured and survived 11 days in captivity. Today, he's running for the U.S. Senate because the America he fought for is under assault by Joe Biden and the career politicians. Listen to pro-Trump Republican Mike Durant.
President Trump did so much right. He took on China, cut taxes, and strengthened our military. Washington is filled with career politicians who didn't serve their country and never had a real job. I'm running for U.S. Senate to change that. I'm Mike Durant, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Durant for Senate.
Experience the magic of the holiday season with a cruise down the Alabama River on the Harriet 2, the finest entertainment spot in the river region. Enjoy delicious cuisine and take in the stunning skyline of the capital city. You can dance the night away to live entertainment or sit back and enjoy the sights and sounds with friends and family. The Harriet 2 is the best fun on the river for everyone. Reservations are filling fast, so book your holiday cruise today at funinmontgomery.com.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Britney Spears says she's now on the right medication. Your move, Kanye. Your move. The Eagles released their 2022 tour dates. Their fans can find all the dates printed in this month's Reader's Digest. Woody Allen turns 86 today. His wife said it's so tough to find a card for happy birthday, husband and dad. Scientists say human brains decreased in size 3,000 years ago to preserve energy and decreased in size again this year thanks to TikTok. And movie attendance is still down. The industry fears some people will never return to theaters. But hey, if it's the ones who won't stop texting, good riddance. This is not headline news.
Well, 8:47. I can't believe it's December.
I know, right?
Yeah, well, establish the thing. Let's stick with it. Can we have the new version of Hail to the Chief? And the Chief.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastards.
Hey, you stupid bastards. It's time for present company. I'm kidding, of course. If you've never seen the clip from... He is speaking to an assemblage of military personnel.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
I can't believe he used that wordage.
Yeah.
I wonder what.
Well, he had
context.
Said something that supposedly was supposed to elicit that great rousing response from his audience, and they didn't react.
Oh.
That's why he said it. Of course, we on the other side of the political coin, we have...
Please clap.
That idiot. So... All right, our first Morning Maroon nominee involves a bowling ball. We go to Kansas City, Missouri.
Going to Kansas City.
A couple in their mid-20s driving through Kansas City on Saturday when they hit a bowling ball. Somebody had thrown it out in the street and it got lodged under their car. The wife was driving and her husband got out to try and dislodge it. But while he was under the car, some guy ran up and tried to steal the wife's purse. And unfortunately, she reacted by hitting the gas. So she ran over her husband.
Another one. Remember we had one of those the other day?
Yes, we did. In fact, it was somebody hit two people.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's a lot of this going around this time of the year. She heard him yell out in pain, so she reversed and backed up over him second time.
Oh, no.
He will recover.
Wait. So she heard him yell out in pain.
And backed up.
Because she wasn't through? Or because she was like, what was that? Let me back up and check.
Yeah. She realized that the pain came after she had run over him the first time.
Sorry, honey.
Yeah.
Back up and then, sorry about that, then roll off.
Ooh, again.
Interestingly, she's the nominee for handling the situation the way she did, but the guy that threw the bowling ball in the street did turn himself in. He was charged, too. For causing an accident. That's just one of those weird stories. All right. German police are looking for witnesses after burglars broke through the wall of a toy store to steal thousands of Legos.
Really?
Yeah.
Police... I didn't know Legos were going to be in that demand.
A commodity?
Yeah.
A huge commodity?
Police said Tuesday the theft took place over the weekend in the western town of Lippstadt, which is right down the freight street from the Zeppelins, from the Zeppelin family.
They got the tree up.
Yeah. right across from the Gatlinburgs.
Now, here's the interesting thing. They left behind 100 empty Lego boxes. So they transported them, I guess, in a giant sack.
What?
And they left all the instruction books behind, too. Jeez. And then finally, from Madison, Wisconsin, Alan Haber stole a taxi. He probably would have been okay if he had just been content to steal that, but he says, well, as long as I've stolen this cab, I'll pick up some fares. Police were tipped off by a woman who called the cops to complain that her cabbie seemed to be a very poor driver. He had no idea where he was going. At the end of the ride, he couldn't operate the timer to tell how much she owed. Cops tracked him down, charged him with car theft, drunk driving, being a fake cabbie, and more.
Okay, so you got the taxi farce. You have the Lego caper.
And running over your husband twice.
Running over your husband twice just kind of...
That's the one I'm going for?
You know.
Although...
First time, okay. Maybe, I'm sorry. But the second time, backing up over him again.
I mean, I'm sure when he got out of the car, he said, honey, I'm going to go underneath the car and dislodge that bowling ball.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I didn't have massive Lego theft on my bingo card for this year, but that was surprising. But no, I'm going to go with the lady that ran over her husband twice.
Okay, I think she's...
How are Lego features this morning?
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
All right, coming up, a little rocket science that will, well, it'll give you some information about a very famous person.
Oh?
That you could not possibly have known before today and next.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon
Rings. Things were much harder, like starting an outboard motor.
Come on.
Or even treating sleep apnea. If you've tried CPAP but struggle to get a good night's sleep, relief can be as easy as a button with Inspire.
Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside your body with just the click of a remote. No mask, no hose, just sleep. To learn more, visit inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we've still got that accident working on I-85 southbound into Montgomery. It's just before Ann Street. You can get by in the extreme right lane or left lane. The accident in the middle of the roadway. It has traffic backed up a good bit all the way past Eastern Boulevard at this time. You might want to consider an alternate route if you're headed into Montgomery on 85 southbound. Busy everywhere else around the city. Buckle up, drive carefully, and we'll be here to keep you updated. Registration for spring underway at Trenum State with classes starting January 10th. For financial aid, you need to start now. Call Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, you got something big coming up, don't you?
On Saturday, December the 4th, is open house.
This is one of the highlights of the holiday season.
Aw, thanks. We try really hard. Of course, you know, we've been decorating since Halloween for Christmas, and we'll turn the lights on just very soon just to get ready for the 4th.
You've got so much in stock to make everything special.
We've got the china, the crystal, the silver. We've got the decorations. We've got the trees. We've got anything that you could possibly won't. We've even got some dirty Santa gifts, so.
Tell us what's going to happen at the Christmas open house December 4th.
We'll have the hidden gift certificates again. This year, they'll be hidden on a Santa Claus, so come on, we have fun.
Any special hours for the holidays?
No. We're here for everybody, for everything. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and during the week, we're open 10 till 6.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. The Christmas open house, December 4th, 9 till 6. 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Daddy?
Yes, sweetheart?
Let's go hear some Christmas music.
Oh, sweetheart, Daddy's really busy.
Do you hear me crying out the kids?
Christmas. It's a busy season, but some events are too inspiring to miss. Sunday, December 12th, Landmark Church presents the Hallelujah Christmas Tour, featuring Cloverton, whose version of Hallelujah has had millions of hits on YouTube.
Video, Dad.
Huh? Oh, wow.
The
Hallelujah Christmas Tour December 12th is free with a live nativity and petting zoo at 5:30. Doors open at 6, concert 6:30.
Okay, sweetheart, we're going. We'll surprise Mama.
Probably not.
Huh?
Who do you think sent me in here?
I should have known.
Don't miss the Hallelujah Christmas Tour, Sunday, December 12th at Landmark Church.
Hello, this is Congressman Barry Moore. Do you need help with the VA, IRS, Social Security Administration, or any other federal agency? My staff and I would love to help you. We can also help with federal grant applications, assist students seeking Service Academy nominations, and provide internships for college students. Please visit my website, barrymore.house.gov, or call my office at 334-478-6330.
This ad is paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Eating the last slice of pumpkin pie? Power move. Buying your own gifts? Power move. Switching to crazy fast gig speed internet from WOW? Power move. Get the speed you need with gig speed internet for just $64.99 a month. Plus, get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today. After the promotional period, HBO Max will auto-renew at then prevailing rate. Limited to new customers with auto-pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
My computer has the most beautiful singing voice.
Why do you say that?
Because it's Adele.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
This actually involves a little rocket science from the beloved NORAD tracking program.
Right, right, right.
And they have determined Santa Claus's height and weight. So let me give you guys a... How tall do you think Santa is?
Well, he's probably pretty tall.
Well, he's older, so they shrink when you get older.
Well, yeah. I mean, you shrink a little bit. He's 5'11 and a half.
I was going to say about 5'11.
No, 5'7.
Get out. And yeah, well, sure, how much does he weigh?
I take a guess.
I'm going to say 300.
300?
I was close to that, 320.
What does he weigh? 260.
260?
Well, I mean, that's plenty of girth on a 5'7 frame.
True. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
So,
how's his blood pressure?
Take a guess. Round it off to the nearest 10 points.
140 over 104.
I'm going to go with 120 over gravy.
At last, we got an answer. Yeah, I thought that would be fun this morning. It's a computation from the NORAD Tracks Santa program, and that's always a fun
thing. And you remember that was an accident. When that started several years ago, somebody accidentally called NORAD, and the guy went with it. And that's how they started tracking Santa.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a
beautiful thing. By the way, protect your beautiful things with help from Applied Security. The folks that...
He's the king.
Your bowling ball, whatever it is.
Your Lego.
Beautifully polished. All the stuff you've worked, there's always somebody out there that wants your stuff that you work so hard for. They don't want to work, they want to take it. And you can protect your home, your family, your business, or a piece of property with help from Applied Security. They're a local company. Mark and Vicky have had it for 4 decades plus, so they've got incredible experience, and they can save you money. Their systems are easy to work with. That's what I love most. They're incredibly effective, but very easy to work with, and they're not breachable. Plus, you'll save money on monthly monitoring. I don't see how you can go wrong. So if you're looking to batten down the hatches, especially with this